All right, let's just be 100% honest here. I'm cutting straight to the chase. Look, black women, okay? I'm talking to you specifically. Black women, okay? Especially, specifically the ones who think that them being loud, abrasive, combative, and overall toxic, y'all are the ones, y'all are the reasons why a lot of guys, a lot of black guys, including myself, do not look for other black women to date, okay? I'm just be honest with you, okay? This is just how I personally feel, and it's just how I'm, this is what I'm seeing from other black guys as well, okay? I just saw a post on Instagram talking about this, okay? Look, the problem is that we as black men do not want, as a man in general, if I want a long-term relationship, I am not going to sit here and deal with your bullshit, okay? I'm not, okay? This is why a lot of guys, a lot of black guys, you get upset when black guys go for a different race or go for a snow bunny, right? Because y'all hate white women. Y'all hate them. And, you know, and I understand. I understand. That's reasonable because they're your competition. And the problem is, though, the reason why a lot of black men go towards white women is simply this. Simply because a lot of white women, right, are very easygoing. They're easy to deal with. It's not that they can be controlled. It's not that they can be, it's not that they are slaves to us. It is that they are willing to be the one who will calm situations down. They are very calm, cool, and collected. Not all of them. A lot of them are, okay? A lot of black guys have a lot of trauma from our very toxic black mothers, okay? So, by default, we don't want to be around that, okay? So, by default, we're also going to choose a different race, because if we can't find what we're looking for in our own race, then why will we stick to our own race, okay? This goes for every race. It's not just black people, it's every race. But specifically, because I am a black person and a black man, I'm going to talk about specifically black issues, right? This is just my personal opinion. I just feel like black women need to calm the fuck down. That's all it is. Like, just calm down, okay? That's why, if I find a black woman that is very calm, cool, and collected, not rowdy, not, you know, they're not trying to be this, you know, they're not trying to be all masculine like, right? They're themselves, right? I find that very attractive, you know, and they're trying to just be themselves, and that is what I like. That's what a lot of black guys want. It's not about the race, it's about the personality. Okay, and if the personality and the race happen to be something that we, and if the mix of the personality and the race happens to just come to be together, and we just don't want to be with that race, it's not because of the race, it's because of the personality. Okay, it's hard to explain, but you get, if you're smart, you understand what I'm talking about. Okay, it's tough because in America, black women are the more basically the most oppressed, if we're being honest. Like, the shit that they've had to go through is insane. From what I've heard. I'm not a black woman, so I don't know exactly. But I will say that I can imagine how bad it was being a black woman, because it's not only back then were women in general not seen as a whole, like, 100%, like, their own person. But being a black woman back then, god damn, I can't even imagine. Like, that must have been, you were nothing but a piece of meat. That's actually very fucked up, right? And I'm a feminist. I'm saying it. I relate to the feminists. Not relate. I what's the word? I sympathize with the traditional feminists, okay? My mom is a traditional feminist, right? And she has instilled those more or less feminist qualities. The OG, not the new age. The new age feminism is not feminism at all. It's some whatever fucked up, like, is no, that's not feminism. Feminism is helping the woman be a woman, okay? Keeping yourself as a woman taken care of, but at the same time, looking for a partner that is willing to go the long distance. You know, you're willing to help your partner go the distance, you know, as a wife, you know. And a lot of women nowadays don't want to do that. The younger women anyway. And I don't know. It's just like, I don't have fully thought out points because I haven't really thought about it that much. Just coming from my own personal experience, this is the reason why, if you're curious why black men go for white chicks and snow bunnies and, you know, other races, it's simply because it's from trauma. And because because the culture of black women is so aggressive and so masculine and so individualistic, it ruins a lot of relationships. Right? It does. It ruins a lot of, you won't have a long-term relationship. And this is why y'all, I feel like genuinely, y'all have to learn how to calm down and just be women. Just be women. Like, stop trying to be the man in every situation. You don't need to be. Okay? You don't need to be. You really don't. It's okay to settle down, and it's okay to, like, let a guy that you care about and you feel safe around to take care of a lot of things, right? That's okay. It's okay to think that. You don't have to take care of everything yourself. Okay? But at the same time, don't be an idiot, okay? Don't just let any man have control over you, okay? There's a balance here, okay? You need to understand, in my opinion, if I have a partner, and want to have a black partner at that, I want them to be themselves, and for them to, you know, just be themselves. But at the same time, you know, if I am the breadwinner, I'm gonna need you to be the one that keeps me grounded. See, that's the thing. Y'all, like, a lot of black women don't know how to keep their partner grounded. Y'all keep the fire going, but you don't know how to balance that fire with what's the word? Like sand. Not sand. Is sand the correct word? With earth. You gotta, with earth, water. You know what I mean? The guy is the fire. Right? That's how I look at the guy. Traditionally, the guy is the fire. And traditionally, the woman is the water. Or the earth. Right? And the woman is the water. You know? And together, they cancel each other out. You know? It's a yin and yang. That's it. That's a good relationship. It's a yin and yang, in my opinion. Okay? You can't have two of the same people competing for space in a relationship. Okay? One person takes up one space, and the other person takes up the other space, okay? That way, you both can get shit done. Because you can't get shit done when both of you are arguing about shit all the time. It's no. It doesn't work, okay? And the problem is, a lot of guys end up leaving. Like, this has to be studied. One day, when I get old enough, I'm probably gonna, study, like, why our generation had a lot of fathers leaving. And I'm going to try to just start it off right now. Here's why I think the reason why guys, men, aren't around for their kids and for their family. Because I think a lot of guys nowadays were not taught to see things through, right? They were not taught to see a long-term commitment through. They weren't, right? We weren't taught this, okay? A guy, a lot of times a guy who gets in relation, who gets a kid, right? Sadly, the way they have that kid is because they were just fucking around and they just fuck without a condom one day, and then boom, now you got a kid. Now the dad has to somehow figure out how to keep this family intact. That's a lot of responsibility to be thrown upon him, right? But he did it to himself because he decided to sleep around like a fucking idiot, okay? The mother as well. So now the guy is going to take the opportunity. He's going to be like, you know what? I don't have to take care of this child, right? Because I don't want to take care of the child, or whatever reason he may have. It doesn't matter what reason. The reason is the fact that is that he left, and he left the children with the mother, you know. And whether or not the mother is a good mother or not, it doesn't matter. The fact that the father isn't there ruined so many lives, millions of lives, right? And I think it's simply because the mothers of those fathers, right? They did not teach that father, they did not teach that guy about what it means to be a father. They don't know what it means. We don't know what it means to be a father. That's it. That's all it is. We don't know what it means to be a father. We don't know that. You know why we don't know that? It's because the fathers that we that the, I bet that they had, right, were abusive as shit. Because, well, I don't know if you know history. Those fathers are basically the aftermath of after the slavery shit. So there's a lot of toxic shit. There's a lot of, like, you know, there's a lot of shit that needs to be, you know, hashed out mentally with a lot of men and a lot of women. But they didn't do that. All they did was just use the techniques that the slave owners used on them and did it to their kids because they somehow thought that it worked. I don't know. I don't get that logic. I never understood that logic. How in the fuck are you going to get abused as a slave with, they whip you and shit, right? And then you turn around and whip your own children? Like, how does that even make any sense? You would think logically that they would not want to hurt their children because they know what it's like to get hurt. But I digress. They didn't think about it, you know. Obviously, they can't think about the future because we don't know what's going to happen in the future. But at the same time, it's like, damn, like it's just crazy to me that that's what the first generation of free Black Americans, that's what they decided to do to raise their children. They decided, you know what, I'm going to use whips, or makeshift whips, right? I'm going to use a belt. I'm going to use a switch. I'm gonna use physical harm to keep my kid in line, right? And that caused a giant disconnect between parent and child. And here we are, the Black Americans trying to fucking figure out how to keep ourselves from imploding, because honestly, that's how I'm seeing it right now. Is if we don't figure this shit out, we will implode. As a Black community, we will implode. It will be bad. And then the white people who are still racist, the racist white people will sit back and laugh, because that is exactly what they orchestrated from the jump. That's exactly what they orchestrated. They want that to happen. But I have faith in us. I have faith in us that we can fix these issues and move forward as a community, as a collective, and bring ourselves back. Actually, not even bring ourselves back. Bring ourselves to a whole new frontier. Fuck bringing ourselves back. No. We don't need to bring ourselves back because there's nothing to go back to. We need to move forward to unknown territory. That is what we need to do. That is what has to happen if we're going to do anything of importance in this country. Anything of importance. We have to do the work. We have to do this shit. We can't just wait for somebody else to give it to us. We need to do this shit ourselves. Yeah, that's all I got to say. I'll see you in the next one, whenever that may be. Bye.